You know what that theme song means? It means Todd Zwillig, our Washington correspondent, is with us today talking about campaign ads. President Obama took a little time while talking at the NATO summit on Monday to talk about his vision, economic vision for the country, as opposed to his rival in the presidential campaign, Mitt Romney.
When you're president, as opposed to the head of a private equity firm, then your job is not simply to maximize profits. Your job is to figure out how everybody in the country has a fair shot.
So, Todd, the president is normally pretty good about keeping these kind of things separate. You wouldn't normally see him speaking at an international summit like this about presidential politics. Why this time?
Well, he was asked about it at the closing press conference there at NATO in Chicago, which is why he addressed it. But you could tell the president was itching to address this. Of course, we're all talking about this because of the comments of Newark Mayor Cory Booker, chief Obama for America surrogate on Meet the Press Sunday, who said that he was nauseated by a new video, an ad out from the Obama campaign attacking what? Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's experience there. And that's what kicked off this whole thing and kicked off really a study in modern campaigning, because the president's comments yesterday were only sort of third or fourth in a string of rapid fire reactions that came after Cory Booker's comments on Sunday. It was Monday morning, and it wasn't very late on Monday morning that the Romney campaign came out with a video it called the Big Bain Backfire, pointing out the fact that one of Obama for America's top surrogates had sort of sold them out and said that these attacks on Bain Capital and Mitt Romney were unfair. Listen to a cut here from Big Bain Backfire from the Romney campaign.
Have you had enough of President Obama's attacks on free enterprise? His own key supporters have. Democrat Mayor Cory Booker of New Jersey.
I have to just say from a very personal level, I'm not about to sit here and indict private equity.
Now, it was not long after that that Cory Booker came out with his own YouTube video clarifying, in fact, in some ways, reversing his remarks. Twitter piled on, the Obama campaign answered, and then it was later in the day there in the afternoon that you heard the president himself largely echo what Cory Booker had said on video. I mean, a study in modern campaigning, 4 to 5.5 responses within a 24-hour period, either attacking or cleaning up this gaffe from the Obama campaign.
Well, let's play a comment from Mitt Romney. To a certain extent, this seems a little bit brilliant if it works. Let's hear this.
The centerpiece of his campaign is quite clearly character assassination, and the centerpiece of my campaign is going to be my vision to get America working again and provide a brighter future for our kids.
That's Mitt Romney speaking in Jacksonville, Florida on the 18th. And if this works, it's brilliant. That he's turning an examination of Mitt Romney's time at Bain into what he calls character assassinations. They seem like two separate things. Which is the point that President Obama is trying to make. Here's President Obama's comment. Here's his response.
I think it's important to recognize that this issue is not a, quote, distraction. This is part of the debate that we're going to be having in this election campaign about how do we create an economy where everybody, from top to bottom, folks on Wall Street and folks on Main Street, have a shot at success.
So, Todd, who's doing this better? Who's winning this particular war of words?
Well, I don't think that we know yet, but if we take a little bit of a step back from this, this shows us where we are in this campaign. Definitional mode. Define yourself, don't let your opponent do it, and work really hard to define your opponent. And that's what the Obama ad, you might call it an attack ad fairly, on the Bain Capital experience on Mitt Romney was all about. Now, Mitt Romney says, my campaign won't be about any kind of character assassination. We'll see if that's true. It may turn out, because of Citizens United, that the Romney campaign isn't about character assassination, but that the Super PAC campaign certainly is. And I won't be surprised. I don't think John and Celeste, you guys will be surprised if that winds up to be the case.
Although, Todd, we did get this word about an ad coming out of Karl Rove's group, American Crossroads, in conjunction with Larry McCarthy, that in which it's supposed to be a softer sell on Obama. It's going to make its debut on Wednesday in 10 swing states. The New York Times is reporting it's a $25 million campaign. And it supposedly, from what I understand, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's responding to feedback from especially undecided voters who say even if they don't agree with him, they like the president as a person and they don't like personal attacks.
One of the areas that the Obama campaign is relying on is the president's likability. And what's the flip side to that? What's the corollary to that? Unlikability for Mitt Romney. There are a lot of independents that the Obama campaign wants to rely on when they get in that booth and they make that decision to make it based on likability. And what are we not really talking about here? We're not really talking about the economy, the unemployment rate, who gets to win the election and have influence over the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, what to do about entitlements and deficits and debt and military spending, and what to do at Treasury, not to mention what to do about regulations of Wall Street under Dodd-Frank and the $2.5 or $3 trillion loss we just experienced at J.P. Morgan. We are still in character definition mode. Define yourself, try hard to define the other guy. I think we're going to see a lot more of this over the summer. At some point, constituents will demand a strong discussion of the issues. Both of the candidates promise that's where they want to be, not doing all these attacks.
But it could be that that doesn't happen until the debates, Todd.
It could be that that doesn't happen at all, Celeste. I mean, let's be honest with each other. It could be that it never really happens at all. What motivates people in the booth? I think it's, you know, we all know how this goes. Everybody says they hate negative campaigning. It drives them crazy. And yet we know how well it works. Both sides know that.
Although there has also been a great deal of polling showing that people do not appreciate all of the negative ads, the seeming uptick in negative ads because of super PACs. This could be when the pendulum swings.
Could be, and yet the tens of millions keep getting spent on negative ads. They work so very well. As Cory Booker used that word, nauseating, a lot of people seem to feel that way about all of the ads they see on the television, but they do work so well. You got to keep that mute button lubricated if you don't want to watch them too much.
And we should say that Cory Booker has walked back his comments, saying that it's a false equivalency to talk about the rhetoric from the right and the left. I'm going to mention that. Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.